This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now more than 342,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. In the United States, that figure is more than 97,000. The number of infections globally is well over 5.3 million worldwide and more than 1.6 million in the United States. President Donald Trump has visited one of his golf courses at the start of the Memorial Day weekend as he urges states to reopen after coronavirus-related lockdowns. Yet many Americans remain cautious as the number of confirmed cases nationwide passes 1.6 million. In California, many businesses and recreational activities have reopened, but officials in Los Angeles County say they will remain and have tight restrictions until July 4th. Some religious leaders have taken issue with Mr. Trump's declaration that houses of worship should resume in-person services over the weekend. Rain dampened the weekend in the northeastern U.S., where newly opened beaches had been expected to attract throngs of people and test social distancing rules. The daily death rate attributable to the coronavirus continues to fall in New York State. It's the state on Saturday reported its lowest number in weeks in what the governor, Andrew Cuomo, described as a critical benchmark. The death tally peaked at 799 on April 8th. The death rate is considered a lagging indicator and has remained stubbornly high, even amid other signs of encouragement. While most of California took another step forward to partly reopen time for Memorial Day weekend, again, Los Angeles County did not join the party. The most populous county is not looking to reopen more widely until next summer holiday, July 4th. And that's because the number of coronavirus cases has grown at a pace that leaves it unable to meet even the new relaxed state standards. This is VOA News.